Welcome to this Christian Patriot News special presentation. The truth about Disney, the occult, Freemasonry, pedophilia, sex, and drug trafficking. Warning, this show is for mature audiences only, for sexual content and imagery. Today you'll learn the truth about who Walt Disney really was, a 33rd degree Freemason and occultist addicted to porn, alcohol, and drugs. Disney used symbolism and hidden subconscious imagery throughout their movies. They featured magic, sorcery, and witchcraft. The movie Monsters, Inc. is the exact process of harvesting adrenochrome, scaring children to produce adrenaline in their blood, and then capturing the adrenochrome at the height of their panic. Disney owns 20% of all U.S. media assets. They buried the Epstein story years ago. Their CEO was on the Lolita Express flight logs and Disney cruises filled with children made regular stops at Epstein's pedo island. Ghislaine Maxwell, she partnered with Disney and her nonprofit, get this, called Save the Children. When you connect the dots, you'll even see the partnership between Disney, our corrupt CIA, and drug smuggling and human trafficking operations. There's an entire world underneath Disney. Underground tunnels, and even underground cages, according to whistleblower sworn testimony. Experts are forecasting another 25% plunge in the stock market, along with record inflation. Rich Dad Poor Dad author and billionaire investor Robert Kiyosaki said, "I believe the economy is in the biggest bubble in history. God have mercy on us all." Kiyosaki's buying gold, predicting $3,000 an ounce gold in a year. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the no-fee-for-life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Tell them Christian Patriot News sent you for best-in-class service. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
Marvel, Lucasfilm, and the History Channel, just to name a few. Disney. Let's explore how Disney manipulates the public in their favor. But first, let's learn who Walt Disney actually was. Walt Disney grew up in an abusive home situation and had a keen fascination with the occult. He was an anti-Semitic alcoholic who abused drugs and alcohol to battle his insomnia. Walt became a sadistic porn addict who enjoyed snuff porn films, and his interest in children was far from altruistic. At some point, Walt became indebted to the syndicate, and they owned him. Walt was a 33rd degree Freemason, the highest level in Freemasonry. He later named his private members club, Club 33. Open since 1967, membership costs $10,000 a year and has a $25,000 initiation fee per person. Celebrities who belong to the club allegedly include Tom Hanks, Christina Aguilera, and Elton John, as well as a lot of influential businessmen and women. Symbolism. Over the years, Disney has filled its films with symbolism and indecent imagery. Why would you put a picture of a topless woman in a child's film? Before I give you more examples of symbolism within Disney movies, take a look at these recognized pedophile symbols. Elena of Avalor, Madagascar, Flight of the Navigator, Moana. It's a small world ride. There are also many other examples of indecent imagery with a sexual nature being used within Disney films, as well as occult and Nazi symbolism. Little girls have idolized Disney's princesses since the films began, and we were none the wiser of the background information on some of the characters. They created the characters, they chose their hair color, their eye color, their outfits, and even their ages. So why would they choose the following ages and storylines for these princesses? Snow White is 14, and she ran away to live with 7 men. Jasmine is 15 and ran away and had a love affair with a street criminal. Ariel is 16, who also ran away from home and got married and sold her soul to do so. Alice in Wonderland contains a lot of symbolism. Follow the White Rabbit. April the 25th is Alice Day, originally known as Pedophile Pride Day. The day was devised by a pedophile activist during the 1990s to celebrate their desire to molest children. Pedophiles use this day to secretly boast in public about the sick world they live in, the mindset, and the abuse of children.
Use thy voice, Sarah! Fill the sky! Bring the little brats to die!
Hocus Pocus is about adrenochrome. The witches harvest the souls of children for youth and immortality. And the same with Monsters, Inc. The screams and fear of children is harvested for power. They also sexualized young Disney stars like Britney Spears here at 16. Something wasn't right. And Miley Cyrus, aged 15. If this isn't enough to convince you that they're trying to promote pedophilia, then I present you with a film that left Disney Plus viewers outraged. The film is called Blank Check.
Wait a minute. So that means our date? Just for your job?
Well, it started out like that.
I should have known.
Hey, you know, I wouldn't have traded that night for anything.
So when can I see you again, Shay?
Why don't you give me a call and say about 10 years?
5.
7.
6.
Okay. It's a date.
Disney owns 1/5 of the media in the USA. Here's all the companies they own. Disney's message is to promote these vile things, and Disney owns all of those companies. Just think how widespread this is. Which leads me to this.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in it because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known.
Why would Disney, ABC, want to hide the Epstein story? Maybe it had something to do with the fact Richard W. Cook, chairman of the Walt Disney Studios, was on the Lolita flight logs along with two unidentified females. Or maybe it goes deeper than that. Disney cruises were running excursions to Little St. James Island. This provided the perfect cover for trafficking child sex slaves to Epstein's pedo island for the elites to abuse. Step 1, fill a cruise ship with thousands of children. Step 2, add a few dozen slaves for transport. Step 3, take ship to destination island and unload. No one notices unaccounted slaves arriving at their destination. And no one questions regular trips of ships full of children to your island. Isn't it all starting to make sense? Disney is a huge child trafficking and sex cult. Ghislaine Maxwell, September 13th, 1985. The Mirror organized a Disney day out of the kids at Lord and Lady Bath's Longleat House in Wiltshire. A great fun day in which Ghislaine Maxwell presented a check for the Save the Children Fund. Save the children? We all know that was the last thing you were doing. In 1969, Walt enlisted the help of the CIA to help acquire the land to start building his second theme park, which covered a huge 27,000 acres of Florida swampland. His main CIA contact was William J. Donovan, aka Wild Bill, aka Father of the CIA. He was also the founder of the OSS. His other connection was Paul Helliwell. Helliwell had strong ties with the Mafia, and he assisted them in drug trafficking operations. Since at least 1950, there has been a global CIA drug connection operating more or less continuously, involving both of Disney's CIA friends. Paul Helliwell and Wild Bill Donovan were two of the most notorious spies in American history, adept at setting up front companies and running disinformation campaigns. This is why Walt hired them to help him build Florida's Disney World. In a classic piece of corporate subterfuge, Helliwell and Donovan helped Disney build two fake cities that would grant him total control of the local government. So Disney World Florida is practically its own sovereign nation with its own government, exempt from constitutional law. Any money paid in tax to this puppet government goes straight back to Disney. Where there's drug trafficking, there's human trafficking. And where there's human trafficking, there's tunnels. I wonder if that intricate tunnel system underneath the park is really for the characters to move around. Or could it have multiple uses? Jim Willey says that 700 children a year go missing in the sovereign nation of Disney World in Florida. Jim says Disney World is a sovereign nation in a child abduction center secured by the CIA and complete with cages underground. Cast members. All employees of Disney are referred to as cast members. There have been multiple arrests made on cast members for inappropriate involvements with minors. In 2019, Disney's VP Michael Laney was sentenced in a child sex abuse investigation. James Gunn was kicked off the Marvel franchise after numerous tweets featuring comments on pedophilia, rape, masturbation, and other sexual taboos were brought to the attention of Disney executives. Gunn had characterized the tweets as shocking jokes, but they suggested an unhealthy fascination with sexual acts involving children. In 2019, they rehired him. There have also been many investigations and arrests on Disney park employees, such as this case involving an 8-year-old girl. I dread to think of how many children and child stars have been the subject of abuse to Disney cast members over the years. Now that we are seeing how blatant the entertainment industry can be at attempting to normalize pedophilia, we are becoming stronger in our discernment. Recently, the Netflix original Cuties broke boundaries by casting 11-year-olds as dancers who are sought after by creepy older men. People are canceling from Netflix in record-breaking numbers. In today's political climate, many people are coming to realize that the massive underground network of child sex trafficking has and continues to reach its final halt. Under President Trump, human trafficking worldwide has experienced incredible reductions, tons of arrests, and if it plays out like I hope, a new Hollywood will rise from the ashes of evil, and the responsibility will be on us to keep the light shining. Keyboard warriors, you know what to do.
Experts are warning to prepare for a recession unlike any other. In 2008, the stock market and housing market crashed. Meanwhile, gold doubled from $800 to $1,600 an ounce in just 2.5 years. Protect your hard-earned savings by investing in gold and silver. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Tell them Christian Patriot News sent you, and you'll get best-in-class service. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
I've read the book of Revelation, so I know that in the end, God will win. As a matter of fact, for those of us who have our faith in Christ, this battle has already been won. We've already defeated death, sin, and condemnation by putting our faith and our hope and our trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, let's transition from that which is temporal to that which is infinitely more important, that which will last forever, eternity in God's paradise for those of us who believe that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever puts their faith in Christ will not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 10 today. So this has to do with Jesus sending us out to preach the gospel to the corners of the earth, to every living creature. In Matthew 10, we'll begin in verse 11. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off of your feet. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Verse 17 says, be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you'll be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers, and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. Now I'll repeat that. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose I have come to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. What he's saying there is whoever wants to hold on to their life will lose eternal life. But whoever loses this life for the sake of God, his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the gospel, they will find it, and they will find eternal life in the paradise of God. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. So Matthew 10:39 tells us that if we cling to our life, we will lose it. But if we give up our life for Christ and the gospel, we will find it. And what he's saying is if we cling to this life and try to live for ourselves, we will lose our eternal inheritance. But if we give up this life, if we lay down our lives as living sacrifices for our Heavenly Father, we will gain eternal life and all of the treasures that we will enjoy in the paradise of God forever. So the way I look at it is this. I didn't ask to be born. I just was born. And then I was because God knitted me in my mother's womb. He loved me and he proved it when he gave his son to die for me. And here's what he's offering me. He's saying, son, you can have things in the here and now any way you like them. I've given you free choice to pursue whatever it is that you want. And I've taken my free will and I've given it to God. And I've said, Father, I don't want to have free will. I want to be your bondservant. I want to be a slave to your righteousness, to your glory, to your kingdom, to your gospel. And some people think, man, you're throwing your life away. You have no idea. I'm going to rule and reign with my heavenly Father for all of eternity. You see, those who lay down their life in the here and now, they take it up in the forevermore. God's retirement plan is the greatest thing that I have going for me. And I'll advise you, if you're trying to make the most of the here and now, throw those ideas away and make the most of that which is eternal and that which is infinitely more important. You see, compared to forever, we're here for just a nanosecond. God describes this life in his word as a vapor. It's a mist. It's here one moment and then gone forever. But imagine if every decision that you made in the here and now would have a ripple effect for all of eternity. If that was the case, how would you live your life? Well, I'm going to choose to live my life fully in love with my Heavenly Father and serving my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ, who is my commanding officer. And I'm not going to worry about civilian affairs in the here and now, but rather I'm going to do that which is pleasing to my commanding officer. He tells me that his perfect will, his great commission, is for me to share the gospel to the corners of the earth, to every living creature. And so that's what I'm going to spend my life doing. I can't make that decision for you. You'll have to make that decision for yourself. You'll have to first decide this: is God real? And if he is, what does his word say? Keep this in mind. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. First, we have to believe that God is real and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What I advise you first and foremost is to establish a lifestyle of diligently seeking God on a daily basis through prayer, through reading his word, through sitting back and listening to a still small voice, by sharing his gospel, by witnessing to folks, by sharing your faith, by singing praise songs unto our Heavenly Father, and by participating in the fellowship of the brethren. That means getting together with fellow believers and celebrating our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're invited to pray with me. If you want to bow your head and close your eyes, you can do that. I like to do that, but it's not absolutely necessary. Father, we come to you with thanksgiving. We come to you with hearts filled with worship. You are the song in our hearts, and you are the praise in our lips. You are El Shaddai. You are Elohim Almighty. You are the very author of life. You are light, and in you there is no darkness. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Lord, our provider. Thank you that you provided your son, the perfect sacrifice for sin. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord, our healer. You are Jehovah Nisi. That means the Lord, our flag and our banner. We are kingdom territory. We will wave you proudly. Father, right now, I just pray for everyone hearing my voice right now who doesn't know you yet. Nobody comes to you unless your spirit draws them. So I pray that your spirit would move in the hearts and in the souls of unbelievers, that you would draw them to you, that they would turn from their sin and that they would turn from their unbelief, and that they would turn to you and put their faith in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Your word says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and if we believe in our hearts that you raised Jesus from the dead, we will be saved. So if that's you and you want to confess Christ right now, you can do so by praying a prayer as simple as this. Simply say, Father, I may not know you, but this guy, Christian Patriot, he's always talking about you. And you know what? I believe him. I believe that you do love me. And I believe that you proved it when you gave your son to die for me on the cross at Calvary. So right now I'm putting my faith in your son. I'm calling Jesus my personal Lord and Savior. And right now I'm turning from my sin and I'm turning from my unbelief, and I'm putting my faith in Christ, and I'll let the way that I live prove that I have turned from my sin and turn to you. Thank you, Father, for loving me. Thank you for giving your Son to die for me. Thank you, Jesus, that you were obedient unto death, even death on a cross. You paid a debt that you did not owe, and I owed a debt I could never pay. Right now, I humble myself and I admit that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior. And thank you, Father, that your Son is your Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. And I thank you that through my faith and the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, that I have eternal life. And I'm excited to spend forever with you. And I'm excited that I get to call you the creator of the universe. I get to call you Abba. I get to call you Father. I get to call you Daddy. So I thank you, Father. And I thank you, Jesus. And I pray these things in the precious name of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed today's update. I hope that you were inspired and encouraged. Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing. They prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful.